Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Leiter. And now, play ball. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Fryman moves to second. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn hits a line drive for a single. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. 1 out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rossi hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich bunts towards first. Bergman fields the ball and throws to lighter covering. Safe. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive beyond first. Bergman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eisenreich moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer strikes out. One out. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Rossi applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0 for 1 in the game. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Eisenreich hits a pop-up towards short. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion strikes out. 1 out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kyler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Gwynn reaches third base with a triple. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gwynn scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Royals. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Walt Terrell now pitching. Rico Rossi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rossi moves to second. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Kerrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Joyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner is walked intentionally. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fielder strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tettleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kerrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Deer hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Jeffries, and into shallow left field. Deer reaches second base with a double. Bergman moves to third. Sean Hare pinch hits for Milt Kyler. Sean Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Meacham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Skeeter Barnes now playing center field. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gwynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive off the glove of Whitaker, and into shallow right field. McRae reaches second base with a double. McReynolds scores. Gwynn moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Kurt Knudsen now pitching. Gary Thurman pinch runs for Chris Gwynn. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Shumpert is 0-for-3 in the game. Shumpert hits a pop-up towards short. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rossi strikes out. Tettleton throws to third, and they've got Thurman trapped. The throw to Bergman, and Thurman is tagged out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing right field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Rossi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Munoz now pitching. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Eisenreich hits a line drive, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Carrion. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball towards center. Barnes catches it and throws to third to double up Eisenreich. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrion strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score: Kansas City Royals, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.